Here with the news at one. Poland and Slovakia will be the first countries to deliver fighter jets to Ukraine in the next few days. It marks a significant upward step in military backing for Kyiv ahead of an expected counteroffensive by Russia. The Soviet-era MiG-29 jets will be sent as a first instalment and could lead to other NATO members providing warplanes. Well, just before I came on air, I spoke to Radek Sikorski, Poland's former Foreign Affairs and Defence Minister and now MEP and Chair of the EU-US Delegation on the European Parliament. I began by asking him about the significance of this move.
Well, Poland is going to supply its own post-Soviet MiG-29 fighter jets. I understand Slovakia is following suit. And these are planes that the Ukrainian pilots are familiar with, so they can be used almost immediately.
And Ukraine has been pushing for US planes in particular. Can you explain to people why the MiG-29s are significant for Ukraine?
Ukrainian airfields and Ukrainian pilots are familiar with these planes. So after the NATO equipment, such as the friend-or-foe signaling system or some NATO software is removed from these planes, they can be transferred and used almost immediately.
As a former defence and foreign minister, do you think it's a wise move?
Oh, certainly. The General Assembly of the United Nations has overwhelmingly condemned the Russian crime of aggression against Ukraine. Ukraine is a victim of aggression. It therefore not only has the right to defend itself, there is a moral obligation on other member states of the UN to help Ukraine defend itself. This is a just war on the part of Ukraine, if ever there was one.
And what's likely to be the public reaction to this in Poland?
Oh, in Poland, we'll be proud that our country is helping the victim of aggression. I think there'll be overwhelming public support.
Can you tell me a bit more about these planes and their condition that are coming from both Poland and Slovakia?
Military equipment has a long shelf life. These are planes probably manufactured in the 1980s, but they're still perfectly adequate. So we still use them in Poland for patrolling our skies. These are as modern planes as, for example, the Russians have.
How many of Poland's stock does this represent?
I'm not sure how many we have left, probably a dozen or so. So this is a sizable proportion of what we have.
Now, Russia have said it will not change the outcome of the war and that all this equipment will be destroyed. Does it risk provoking a response from Russia?
Well, Russia has already lost half of its military equipment. Russia is trying to conquer Ukraine. If it could escalate, it would have done so already. The victim has the right to defend itself. You know, when a woman is threatened with rape, you give her pepper spray. That's not escalation. That's helping the victim.
So would there be any concern in either Poland or Slovakia of the risk of escalation, even in the public?
Russia has already thrown everything she has against Ukraine. I don't think Russia wants to start a war with NATO. If they do, they will lose. I prefer for them to lose in Ukraine. And I think Ukraine has been extraordinarily successful. Remember, Ukraine has recovered about half of the territory that the Russians conquered at some point.
So do you see some of your European neighbours following suit now?
I hope so. We started to supply Ukraine with tanks. Others were reluctant but are now doing so. I hope the same story pans out as regards jets.
That was Polish MEP Radek Sikorski speaking to us a little earlier.